B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Humid places. How's this applicable to the day? Is rain coming later? I mean, it's a jam. Orange Juice Jones. Look at you just sitting there. Your ballet shoes. Your tango hat.
Are those lyrics from this song?
Yes. Yeah. He was trying to get with you. He was trying to get with another. Something like that.
I saw you.
.617-779-0985 to the phones, as promised.
I'm putting this in my pool playlist.
Scott's in Tampa. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I got to disagree with Mary saying that it's not the bars here in Florida. Overall, yes, we have sucked big time.
It's your beach bars in there. People are on top of each
problem.
Other. Yeah, I see the pictures.
The Orlando Pride, the women's soccer team, had to withdraw from their tournament in Utah because half the team and staff went to a bar and got coronavirus. There is no social distancing in the bars. And the grocery stores are terrible, too. We have done a pathetic job. And the way you guys handled it was great. But DeSantis, because...
What town are you in? What town are you in?
He's in Tampa.
I live just south of Tampa. Oh, I live in Bradenton, which is one of the hardest hit areas.
Oh, boy.
This was the best thing that DeSantis could do because he's just tripping over himself with everything that he does.
Well,
you
look at some of the pictures online, the crowding in the bars. It's hard to believe that's not part of it. I'm not saying it's the cause.
Oh, definitely a part of it.
It's got to be part of it.
Yeah, I think what Mary was saying was, yeah, that's part of it, but there's a lot of other things that aren't going well either.
The bike walks, the boardwalks. I mean, I got friends. I see the pictures. They're like, it's like full go down here.
Bobby in Dorchester. Oh, sorry, Zo. You got something?
No, like deck bars at marinas. They're just packed with people. Like boating. Yeah. It's obviously Tampa where he is. You go up and down the East Coast. It's all boating communities with tons of restaurants / bars, double deckers, just right down the intercoastal. That's Florida life. Florida life has all the beach bars and boating bars. And you pull up and you moor up and everybody's tied up together. And sandbars are partying out there. People jumping on everybody's boats. You're not going to stop this thing down there. Let's just shut everything down. You're going back to 50% capacity at restaurants, so you're still open. I mean, good luck.
Let's go to Bobby in Dorchester. Bobby! Bobby! Bobby, you there? Going once? Going twice?
Yep.
Hey, not there.
The Bobster.
Kevin in Quincy. Kevin!
Another name. I'd put with Todd. Kevin, how are you?
Yeah, hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener. Love you guys. Just like to provide a little perspective on Hardy's take on soccer versus football. Football is such a niche sport. It's only played in America, Canada.
How about basketball? That's not a niche sport.
It's not, no. But Hardy talked about football. Talked about the best team.
Well, no, he mentioned Major League Baseball, and he mentioned the NBA, and also football. So if your point is that don't compare it to football, fine, we'll take the point. It's not the same as football because it's not played worldwide.
Well,
sure as hell is. And when the NBA champion is crowned every year, we know that team is the best team in the world.
Yeah, how do they rank the European Basketball League? How do those teams over there? How do they
We're
do
not
that?
Sitting here debating whether or not they're better than the Spanish League or they're better than, the league in Italy, Euroball. None of it. None of it. We know where the best team is. It's here in the NBA. That's the point. Wow, I had a short fuse on that one. I was not going to sit there and listen to that.
He's not going to take you jumping on his best friend. Tell you that.
That's right. I stick up for my man.
But the fact is, like, once we were talking about that, I got messages on Twitter from, like, impassioned soccer fans arguing that, no, the Premier League teams are absolutely the best. And then other people arguing against certain national teams. No, they are absolutely the best. It's up for debate. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying, like, if you're wondering why most sports fans in the U.S. are slow to pick up on soccer, part of the issue is it's a world game. The best teams are made up of players from countries other than the United States, for the most part. They play in countries that are not the U.S. And what's the best team? Is it a World Cup? Everybody pays attention to the World Cup. Is that World Cup team the best team? No. It's probably one of the Premier League, unless you ask someone else. There's some ambiguity involved. And look, a lot of sports fans are just dumb. Who's the best basketball team? Last year it was the Raptors, but I'm bum bum. That's it.
Yeah,
here's your answer.
Count me in that group. I'm dumb. I like it simple.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Dumb and stupid. Keep it simple. I know that at the end of the year in the NHL, the team that wins the Stanley Cup, best hockey team in the world.
It's the best.
I don't have to worry about a team in Canada or Russia or anywhere else. I know where the best team is. It's right here in the NHL.
Certainly in February, maybe even right now, what's the best team in the National Football League? I mean, it's...
KC.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs, probably.
It's a rhetorical question.
I mean, it's like, that's it. And okay, it's not as nuanced. It's not the beautiful game. It's not it. But you're asking people to pay attention for a few hours a week and be into it and understand what's going on. It's pretty easy to understand. You want people in the United States to embrace soccer. Which part of it? Which league?
A bunch of big dummies here in the U.S. Listen, that's how we like it.
Right. You want to
simple, stupid. That's how we like things.
And then people complain about the MLS, and then there are other soccer fans who crap all over the MLS. You know, it's like this really cannibalistic group of fans. Yeah. It's like, no, they only root for their EPL team. You know, that's all they root for that league. You know, there are very few ambassadors for the sport overall. You know, there's not a lot of solidarity among soccer fans.
Nate's in JP. Hi, Nate.
Hey, guys, how are you?
What is up?
So I think it's pretty clear that the team that wins the Champions League every year is the best team in the world from the club perspective, right? The Champions League is all the best teams from all the leagues.
That makes sense.
So the team that wins that league is the best team in the world.
And they actually play games to determine a champion, which I like.
Yep, and it's kind of more of a bracketed form. So, I mean, I guess that's more digestible for an American fan. Zoe had the issue where the team that wins the Premier League kind of doesn't have to play any games that where they were under a lot of pressure since there's no quote-unquote playoff games.
I don't really care.
Yeah, I know you got a lot of issues. But the team that wins the Premier League gets better seeding for the Champions League. So if you want to look at it like the Champions League is the playoffs for the Premier League, to make that more digestible for you, I guess you could do that too.
Yeah, I could do that. This is like winning again, as I compared it earlier. This is like winning the AL East. You know, you got your magic number down to one, and the Yankees lost last night.
But again, if people want to know why, it's
hooray!
Like, why aren't U.S. fans more excited about who won the Premier League? Well, it's like, depending on who you ask, it's third or fourth in the list of championships you can win. But it's behind the World Cup. It's behind the European Championship. It's behind, I mean, where is it? Where does it rank? How excited are we supposed to be? You know, why aren't you guys supporting John Henry and his other team? I don't know. I know it's a big deal for Liverpool fans and for Premier League fans, but is it? No, it's not the ultimate championship. It is a championship in a sport that has a lot of different kinds of champions.
Beto, remember when the Red Sox lost and they had all the tarps up in the locker room or in the clubhouse and Farrell had to come in and chew their ass out? You guys celebrate. You deserve it when they clinched the playoff spot.
Yeah, so awkward. Years ago was that? Remember that? Yeah, how awkward that was?
It's awkward. Like, it didn't feel like you earned it that night, you know, and it's just, I get it. But that's a given in that sport. I'm not used to it. You're not used to it. People that like it are used to it. So good for them. I'm not, I don't jive with it, man. It doesn't float my boat. The sport never has.
Raul in New Hampshire with a Bubba Watson thought from this week. Raul.
Hey, Raul.
Yo, what up, Zoe?
What's up?
Yo, I wanted to see if you guys got a chance to take a look at the picture of the noose that was released by NASCAR. And
yep,
see
that's
how
the noose.
To the ground. And trying to figure out how that wasn't reported a while ago, because if it was there for a while, it was actually right in the middle of the garage, hanging like maybe like 5 feet from the ground. Just wanted to see what your take is on that.
Oh, Bubba Wallace.
It looked like it's to
what
the
did
side.
I say? Did I say Bubba Watson?
Bubba.
I did it too the other day. It's very. You're so used
names.
To saying Bubba Watson because we don't talk a lot of NASCAR. We're not NASCAR people. You know, we don't cover really that much unless there's issues like this.
Did you say,
that is a noose.
We talked about this yesterday.
Did it say Bubba Watson on the call screen or was it just me saying it wrong?
No, I think it's on the call screen. Whatever. Do you know how many garages there are at Talladega?
Yeah, we did the,
like, I don't know, 50 or so?
1,100.
1,100.
Wait,
there's 11,
what?
Why is there 1,100?
How could it be 1,100 right? If there's 1,700
that
they
yesterday
they
the
investigated?
Number?
No, that's all
no,
NASCAR.
No.
All of NASCAR.
No, you've got that way wrong.
It's like 29, Hardy.
All of NASCAR, they checked over 1,600 garages at all of their
racetracks. Oh, from all of the
racetracks.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay,
they
how many talented and there were
11. And there were 11 tied ropes on garage doors in over 1,600 doors.
It sounded like
checked
a lot of garages for one racetrack.
No, they had 11 yeah that were tied in knots.
It's a long race.
And out of the 11 that had ropes that were tied in knots, one of the 11 ropes was tied in this fashion and tied as a noose, as was told to us by Bubba Watson and his team. And
Bubba Wallace.
Petty Motor. What?
Bubba
Did I say
Wallace.
Watson again?
Yes. You said Watson again.
Damn it.
Slap yourself.
His team, the people in NASCAR, and the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office, they all told us it was a noose. But the picture seals the deal.
Confirms
now you have
it.
Your photo.
Noose. Noose.
That's a noose.
Yes.
That's why. And the good news is it was not targeted at Bubba Wallace. It was not someone who was trying to target him.
It was there in October.
You know, it may or may not have been any sort of act born out of racism. We don't know. It was there from October. Who knows how it started? But the good news is NASCAR investigated it. That's good. Someone spoke up. They said, what is this? Is this just a weird coincidence? Or did someone put a noose in our garage because they knew Bubba Wallace was going to be here? Can we look at this? And they did. And they made a determination that he was not targeted. And that was not, you know, something that had happened there this week. That's good news. That's a good thing.
Good news.
It's good.
And I just think NASCAR's handled this well. I thought Bubba Wallace is really good through this. That's a hell of a moment they had, whether it was intended or not, this noose, and nobody's really going to be able to determine that. And for that sport and what they've been able to do and getting rid of the Confederate flag and we all know that that is a noose and it should not be hanging in any garage. It shouldn't. I wouldn't have it hanging in my garage. Wouldn't have it hanging anywhere. Who ties nooses? Who the hell ties a knot? Ties a noose. Like the only thing I do is wrap my yard cords. You know, you flip them around like this around your thing, and then you circle like that, and I hang them on a nail in my garage or shed, and that's it. Those shouldn't be tied. Too many symbols with that type of a knot. All right.
617.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go ahead. No.
Please, go on. I just were a little bit behind.
Do you see who's on hold?
I do.
Oh, Ken?
Yep.
My man.
And we're a couple minutes late here, so we want to get to that call coming up from Ken and Lowell and check in with him.
Sounds good. Great.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday. On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Right back to the phones, as promised. Is Hardy there yet or no?
He's coming.
Okay, we'll go to
yes,
Chris
I was just talking to Ken off the air about
hey guys.
Stuff, so.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead. Let's go to Chris first. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey,
Chris.
Guys, take my call. First time, long time. Love the show.
Nice.
Love watching. Love listening to you when I'm on the road. Just want to say thanks for what you guys do, keeping us all entertained during all this crazy stuff that's going on.
Appreciate that.
Anyways,
we bring it.
Yeah, you do. I just wanted to push back a little bit about what some Beatle said earlier about the virus, COVID-19. No offense, Beatle. When you said we're doing things great up here, I mean, the number of cases really shouldn't matter. It's the number of deaths. So right now in Massachusetts, we have 108,000 cases, but 7,900 deaths. In Florida, there's 114,000 cases, but only 3,300 deaths. And in Texas, there's 137,000 cases and only 2,300 deaths. So they got to be doing something right down there. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, the numbers can change with the new cases that are going on. But that's all I wanted to say. Appreciate you taking my call. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Chris. I think you're going to see that number on deaths go up. But I also wouldn't say that just number of deaths is the only thing that matters. You don't want this. You do not want
Florida,
to get
Florida
this.
Florida didn't explode as an epicenter. New York hit first, and we exploded here. And yeah, a lot of people weren't happy with the way it was handled at first, and I'm sure a lot of people are grateful now. You know, unless you lose your ass and money.
Of people. These are not just numbers. These are real-world things that are happening to people. Yes, there are many people that are not becoming ill, younger people that are not having symptoms, that are asymptomatic, yes. But there is this falsehood that if you are one of those numbers, that statistic of you recovered, that everything is fine, that is not true. This is not something you want. There are people that have had this, have, you know, technically recovered. They're testing negative, and they're experiencing symptoms 60, 80, 100 days later, things that they may have to live with the rest of their life. So let's not make this out as that's no big deal, that thousands upon thousands of people are getting it, but they're recovering from it. I mean, that doesn't – yeah, great, you didn't die. That doesn't mean it's something that you shouldn't at all give any caution to. So, no, I don't necessarily disagree with that.
I mean, there is something to this, Beatle, in that, you know, before we say, oh, we're doing it right and we do it everything, there were a lot of infections and a lot of deaths in Massachusetts as there were in other states, and we thought we were doing everything we needed to do, and yet the number of cases continue to go up. In Florida, they're looking at, you know, we look at Florida now and they're like, wow, they're doing it wrong. Look at their number of cases and they're skyrocketing. I don't know. There was a time here when we were in full lockdown. Nobody was doing anything, and the cases and the deaths continued to climb, and it just the numbers weren't going anywhere. So I think it speaks to, as much as anything, there's not a full understanding of this in terms of, you know, what really works, what really doesn't, and the spikes they're seeing now. Yeah, they want to attribute it to, you know, the reopening, but is it the timing of it? Is it the spread and, you know, all the stuff that we're doing to try and contain it doesn't work as well as we think? We know, just common sense will tell you that some of it has to work. If you're not interacting, you're not spreading it. But I understand where people say, hey, don't go out of your way patting ourselves on the back, because there was a lot of tragedy here in this state too. It's not like, you know, we should be held up as the poster children, because, you know, a lot of things went wrong here too.
Well, I mean, what actions after the virus have been wrong that have contributed to more virus spread here?
Oh, we don't know, but
like cause and effect.
You can try and make it about cause and effect, but they still don't know. And here, when everything was locked down and nobody was moving, and there wasn't any, you know, there was no interaction. People weren't going to work. They weren't going out. Everything was closed. And the case numbers still went up each day.
Right.
Because, and the deaths still went up. And I know it was from, okay, a week or two before that, but it lasted for a long time. I'm not claiming any kind of perfect understanding of this, or nor am I going to say there is a direct cause and effect in every single case. That's all.
Okay. Real quick here on the NBA, who is heading down, obviously, to Florida, to Orlando. This is from 26 minutes ago about NBA announces 16 of the 302 tested players are positive for COVID, and Dr. David Chow said about 5%, which is statistically in the range of the actual national average of people tested. So the NBA players are on average with the regular population as far as a percentage that get tested, and that test positive is at 5%.
My reaction to that, when that came out, that's a good number. Jim had told me that number earlier. I said, that's not bad. 16 out of 300, that's pretty good. That's a manageable number.
Probably all of them are asymptomatic, right? Because they're pretty damn good shape and probably didn't even know they had it. So you get them in quarantine, lock them down, and it'll be good to go. So hopefully.
Ken is in Lowell. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Sol. Hey, Beetle. Hey, Hattie. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing, Ken?
Hi, Ken.
Things are looking up a little bit here.
Oh, good. What's changed?
Well, I scored a couple of contracts up here. The liquor store on Appleton Street, they give me their empties, and I just got to throw them back a few bucks here and there.
All right.
And so that's a good thing. I grabbed a shopping cart, and I got some copper and aluminum and some stuff like that. But I was talking to Hardy off the air, and I forgot what the hell I was going to say.
It's all right. Happens to me sometimes.
Anyway, but, I listened to you guys the first 10 minutes of your show this morning. You're talking about some of our Brady practicing and stuff like that. What's going on with that? I missed the point.
I missed the point, too, quite frankly. Oh, no, the point was we were getting a little tired of Tom Brady showing off how he's practicing with all his guys and how he's out there doing everything and a lot of the stuff he didn't do his last couple of years in New England. And we're just myself personally, Ken, I'm a little tired of seeing him on the Instagram every 5 minutes, especially putting up quotes from presidents like he's, you know, FDR because he threw a few footballs in the offseason.
Oh, yeah. There's another thing. As a former journalist, there's no comma involved in that sentence.
Yeah, I...
No, but the way FDR says it, Hardy's right. He stopped. FDR pauses after is.
Yeah, if you're gonna put a comma in there, and I agree, it doesn't need a comma, but if you're going to put a comma, you put it after is, not after the first fear.
If you're quoting FDR.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hey, you know, it's a causational sentence. There's no comma going on. All right, anyway... That's neither here nor there, whatever. But what the hell was I calling up to say?
You had a problem with the golf show last weekend.
Yeah. If I hear that guy tell me how to stretch one more time, I've been stretching since before he was born. I know how to touch my toes, and I know how to do this, and I know how to do jumping jacks. Like, forget it. Forget it.
Ken, my father-in-law used to tell me, like, the number one way to stretch is to find a pole and just hang on it. And it just tends to your gravity, natural gravity of your body just pulls everything down and you just feel loose trying to hang on a pole for about 10 seconds or so.
Listen, just like Hardy says on the show, you grip it and you rip it. I mean, I never golfed before, but how hard is that? Just hit the ball.
Right.
I
thought you had golf before, and you hit that ball a very long way. And
yeah,
hit
I did. I slammed it. I slammed it off that thing. Hey, Alex. Okay, thank you. I'll be right there. Just hit the ball. Just hit the ball in general direction and knock it into the hole.
There you go.
How hard is that? Nope. I never golfed before in my life. Just hit.
Yeah, I know. They make it so tough, don't they, Ken?
It's so hard. It gets overcomplicated for sure.
When did we start the theme music? I like it.
It's Ken's song he wanted. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. It's eight minutes long.
His request. He wants us every time he calls now? I think we could do that.
Yeah, I don't know that we should feel compelled to keep him on for the duration of the song, though.
Right.
It's 8 minutes.
Well, he forgot what he was going to say. He needed to remember.
Yeah, no, it was fine. It was all good. He's got to go tend to the bottles that Alex has for him.
Causational.
It's a causational sentence.
We got one more segment of your calls. And then we've got today's takeaways with the fake promos. That's all on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand. Sub.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thank you.
Open phone lines for you at 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Just looking at our list of things we had to get to today.
Yeah.
What haven't we gotten to? Maybe baseball streaming for free this year?
No.
I don't think Hardy or Zoe care about that.
That's not a whole lot.
Not really.
It's like Jim, do you care about it?
I'd like to be able to stream the in-market games.
Well, this is what Jimmy Traina has to say about it.
There it is.
What?
Well, are there ways I can watch?
It doesn't matter. I can stream it anyways because I have the...
Well, I'd be
You're off the grid already.
I'm interested in watching any kind of television as long as it's not on a television set.
Yeah.
He watches it on a television set, just not through traditional transmission means.
I want to watch TV.
I'll watch anything over the internet.
Jim probably has citronella candles that don't even have like the citronella, those torches don't even put real citronella oil in there. It's like something else, probably like gas. Because his grandpa, his father-in-law gave them to him. These aren't real citronella torches. You don't have to put the real citronella
because
oil.
He likes to stream baseball games, he's burning gasoline torches?
Jim's just different. That's all. Jim's off the grid, man. He's streaming it anyway. I mean,
oh, no, he's 100% on the grid. He's more on the grid than we know. He's so on the grid, he seems like he's off. But he's in the grid. He's in it, man.
Yeah.
Jimmy Traina writes, MLB, you've screwed up a lot of things lately, but there is one simple thing you could do right now to get back in the good graces of some fans. Lift all TV, radio, app restrictions and make everything free for this fake season. He calls it a fake season.
Uh-oh.
The extra innings package, what?
I got that low battery warning, too. Oh, crap. I'm at 4% here.
You better plug in.
I'm plugged in.
Oh. Dim your brightness on your screen. That'll
okay,
help.
NBC, please take me down for 1 second and keep talking, Beetle. I'm going to turn that down.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Just go to me and Hardy. There you go. Let me read more from Traina. The extra innings package should be free. MLB.TV should be free. The blackout rules should be lifted. This is the least you can do for fans of your sport. It's a very easy way to throw an olive branch to your customers who are not exactly happy right now. Not to mention, you have a massive number of people who are unemployed right now. Take all the positive PR you can get and do this. Traina goes back to this. The 2020 season is not a real season. Only 60 regular season games. Insane extra inning rules, and who knows what impact coronavirus will have on players in the game. Don't charge full price or any price to access these games. People won't be able to go to games this season. Their only way of consuming your product will be TV, radio, and streaming. Give everyone the chance to watch so some of the bad taste you've created in recent weeks can dissipate. All right, so his idea, give it all away for free. You think this is going to happen? No way. No way it's going to happen.
No.
You think MLB is going to give up their revenue stream or devalue their TV contracts? Nope, they're not. This is he's dreaming. Jimmy Traina is dreaming.
Well, that's the first thing I thought of. It's like, why would they be, you know, thinking about doing this in a season where they are hurting for income from every other revenue stream?
Exactly.
I mean, this seems like the worst possible time to expect them to do something like this.
Yep. In fact,
they've been arguing over money with their damn players. Like, what the hell are they doing this for?
All right, what does MLB.TV go for a season right now, Jim?
It was $99.99, right? And then it went up to I paid for it for years, and then it went up to $129. I paid for it for a couple years at that price. Then I realized I'm not really using this thing, so I'm not doing it. So I stopped.
All right, so
$129 was where it left off.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say it's about $130 a year per season. And now you're only going to have 60 games. So let's say they make it, you set the number, $40 for the season. Do you have a lot more people that are willing to watch or sign up at $40? $39.99, we'll call it. $39.99, you get to watch every game on MLB.TV.
No.
No.
You can't watch Red Sox games on there if you're here.
Right.
You can watch other teams.
The blackout rules are going nowhere, Jimmy Traina. No way. They're going to get rid of the blackout rules. Would you do it for any other games, though? I might. I might do it. I might be interested. The problem with this
remember,
versus...
When's the last time you watched a non-Red Sox baseball game? Like, that's not a playoff game. Regular season baseball, not including the Red Sox.
Last time, last season.
You just sat there and said, you know what? I need to watch this game.
On a weeknight? No. I'm talking Sunday night baseball.
From beginning to end, it's been a long time since I've done that.
I wouldn't say beginning to end. Who watches any? I mean, it's hard to watch a baseball game beginning to end, even if it's your own team, when it's every day. Here's my only point is this. I think that they could attract plenty of people if they do some sort of discounted MLB.TV. So maybe you don't charge a prorated price. Maybe you charge $20.
I don't.
What if it's $20? If it's $20, everyone who regularly signs up for it is in. So they get $20 from all of those annual subscribers.
Okay.
And then they're also attracting some people who otherwise wouldn't do it. $20? Yeah, I'll try that out for $20.
And that's
to have access to every game.
And that's the only where I part company with you, Beetle. They'll get everybody, obviously, who signs up anyway. But we're talking about a group of sports fans that are having difficulty bringing themselves to watch baseball on TV, period.
They're that's
not,
fine. Hardy,
they're not
my
going
greater
to pay
point
money.
Is they're not giving it away for free, is
right,
my point.
Right,
is
right,
my greatest point here.
I think asking anyone to pay to watch baseball on TV right now is a fool's errand.
Uh-huh.
It's just I don't see that as a business model that has much chance of success. Nope.
Maybe not, but they'll definitely be able to recoup revenue from their MLB.TV subscribers.
Yes.
Even by reducing the price.
Yes.
A little bit from a prorated price, they'll have everyone signing up for it.
Sure.
So that's a revenue stream that they're not going to willingly give up for nothing. That's
no.
what I would. There's
would
no not, shot of this happening.
I don't see them doing that in a good year. Much less in a year when a full third of the owners don't even want to play because it's going to cost them so much money. No, we want to. Now we want to give something away. We want to give more away. No.
The fake promos are ready, I assume.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah.
No, we took over. We're good.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
We cut one out of nine.
We're good.
We've had a lot going on in the last 25 minutes of the show.
What's going on?
There's just a lot happening here.
You got a lot
everything
of
okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fill me in.
It's good.
Okay.
You get them people in, them strange people in again?
No.
Major and stuff?
No.
It's nobody here today. Not this desert.
Wow, it is barren.
All right, let's get to the fake promos. Those are coming up right after this.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways, which are fake promos because it is a Friday. Thanks to our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss, six locations. We've been talking about getting coached up virtually at home. You can still do that. They're also starting to open up. Book your appointments by appointment only. Get in there, see each page and a great staff. Drop the weight the very first week. Six local locations. Go to awaken180weightloss.com. How many of these fake promos do we have?
Eight.
Delay.
Sorry. Eight fake promos today, gentlemen.
Nice.
Eight.
Nice.
Let's get rolling. Now, I've heard three or four of them, and then it was a Jim Louth T-bone. Anybody else involved?
Lanny? Get Lanny back?
No.
Oh, Lanny's working tonight. That's right.
Jeremy, who takes care of me, Conley, was in today. I haven't seen Conley in forever. So, I don't know. We'll find out. They said they cut one, whatever that means. So here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Because, like, right now, it's been hard. I got to admit. Zoe and I have – it's been hard for us to not be in the same room and do the show. Hardy and I, it's not as hard for whatever reason. I don't know if it's because we sort of think in a similar fashion.
It's a long one.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Now, this was one of the two that I heard, and I initially said no. We're not doing this. But the follow-up kind of makes it worth it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I mean, we're sort of like similar people, which is why it maybe helps. So, like, you know, when you're thinking about how you want to do something, plenty of times Hardy will, you know, type of person who could finish a sentence, I could finish his sentence type of deal. Whereas Zoe's just a different sort of personality.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, I'm just a Mongo along for the ride on a dog chain. Yeah.
I can't finish like that.
Well, I mean, it's implied. Sorry.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'm getting uncomfortable all over again.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Macaques.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I got a lot of emails, a lot of texts, a lot of directs on that. It's Macaques, not my cocks. Yes.
Oh, Macaques. Was that a debate on the show?
Well, I was trained from watching Jackass. It was said differently.
Uh-huh.
From Steve-O, which I took like his gospel.
I miss Jackass.
Were they ahead of their time, or were they ahead of their time?
They were ahead of their time, and I remember watching.
Was there one scene you never laughed at?
No. And I remember watching it with my dad. It was probably the last new TV show we ever watched together. I was home visiting, and we're sitting there, and it came on, and he's laughing at it. He goes, "Hold on a second. What? Why are they doing this?" I said, "Because they're jackasses." He said, "Oh, okay," and he was all in.
Like, Bam Margera tried to be funny after that, and he had funny moments. But, man, they pulled every single stunt off. My favorite one was they go over to Japan. They're doing the dancing thing with the little guy, and he's got the sock thing on, you know, his underwear. And like, boom, boom, boom. And the old people went, and Johnny Knoxville dressed like the old person on a scooter, and they knock him over, and nobody else can get up.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Why didn't you turn his headset
like
down?
Or so? Dennis can bring those big speakers. We can broadcast. Neighbors love that. Neighbors always have the show on. They watch it.
We'll run the
key. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5,
wow.
The Sports Hub.
What a train wreck.
Is that Monday or Tuesday? That had to have been Monday.
It was the only day.
Oh, yikes.
Delay was so bad. Oh. It's not good.
Do it again. Say cupcake.
No, don't.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Okay, we'll get through it. We got another hour. Another hour. We'll figure it out.
We can do it. We can definitely do it.
Bob, you can call her 10 the next time you say clam bake.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Wow.
Should we try it right now? See what the delay is like right now?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's try it. Okay, here we go. Raise your hand when you hear the magic word. Clam bake. Oh, it actually doesn't look that much better. But
Jason 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Come on. Hardy, you messed with us.
Come on. Do it again. Start over with A.
Fine.
All right, ready?
Start over with A.
Yeah.
A.
B.
Yeah. C.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We scientifically judged the delay by saying the alphabet.
Worked it out.
Did we? Did that fix it?
How's the AC?
Oh, it's back. It's working. It's great.
Nice.
All right, two more. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
The Augusta National Invitational. It became the Masters in 1939.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounded like somebody was shooting a water pick at the shower door.
Kind of got that spray.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we figured out what it was.
Sure did.
Old Tanner applicator. All right, last one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
It's not fun. You crap your pants. You can't eat anything the night before. I'm Italian. We got spaghetti and meatballs at home. And you know me. I got a locker full of food in there. You want some soup? Why do you think I ate so much soup? Like a soup Nazi.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was my favorite line. Why do you think I eat so much soup?
We made the final word yesterday. That was the final word.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Maz did not seem thrilled with us.
Oh, well, he gets it. It's part of the deal. He loved Maz.
He did not seem thrilled.
I think Maz is on today. You got Maz today, Big Jim? No. No. Strike that. Reverse it.
It's vacation time, baby.
Big Jim Murray is in the A chair. Looks
Beetle,
like
have a good week.
McTakey is here, too.
All right. You guys have a great week.
That's
Happy
it?
4th of July.
All right.
See you guys later.
Monday.
Have a great weekend.
All right. So long.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Maz.
Yeah, Maz, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Maz. Ooh.
It's time for Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Alrighty. From the Town Fair Tire Studio here in picturesque Dorchester, Mass., Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings here on 98.5 Sports Hub, simulcast NBC Sports Boston. Underman show today. No Mike, no Maz. Instead, you have me, Big Jim Murray, in the A-hole chair. Matt McCarthy in the Maz chair, also handling updates. And of course, we have Jimmy Stewart and Billy Lanny behind the glass, manning the mothership.
That would be Jeremy Conley.
Oh, my apologies. No Lanny today. Jeremy Conley. And Jimmy Stewart.
Billy Lanny is co-hosting with Marshall Hook tonight on the nighttime show.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, that's going to be must listen. Lanny getting more airtime.